Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 30th day of March. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I'm not even going to mess with them.
You know?
I'm just going, no.
What?
I don't play no games with
them. Come on now.
I just, you know, I said I was going to mention how I got screamed at, but I got to save that to the next segment because we have a guest here now.
Okay, all right.
And I also want to pass on something serious.
Mm-hmm.
We got a message, you know, a little release from, you know, various fire departments around the area. People reach out to us, let us know about things going on in the area. And something happened last week that it actually reminded me of a Christmas present that I gave somebody. And I'll tie it all together. I'll come up next segment. But I want to welcome Tim Scarborough this morning.
Yep.
I don't know if he's traveling. I don't know where he is. If you're calling stuff with Charlie Neal, wherever he is, we always welcome him. And I'm going to take the high road this morning and just say, I hope you had a good week, man.
Come on, Greg. I was waiting for you to buy
it. I know you were. That's why. This is called a rope-a-dope.
Yeah, I get it. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you doing, and how are your brackets holding up?
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, brackets are done, I'm suffering from allergies because, you know, we got hay fever and everything going around. I think they said the pollen count in Georgia is the highest it's ever been. I'm like, why did I move to Georgia?
See, this is how I got them.
Right? Right.
He don't know what I'm on. I suffer worse than anybody, but I'm cool right now because I got my steroids.
You got to share.
And then you can't be sharing no drugs, man.
He can hit a baseball. He can hit a baseball 500 feet.
Yeah, I can. But anyway, I hope that you breathe easier moving forward.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the way these games are going, both in the men's and women's brackets, man, it is nutty how this might be the first year of chalk on both sides. Yeah. Meaning the number one seeds, all eight of them, could be in the Final Four the way it's going. And it was interesting because the trending for the SEC was that we had a chance to get four SEC teams in the Final Four. Then Duke had something to say about that yesterday. But, man, There's some NBA level shot making going on this past week in the NCAA tournament, man. It has been great.
I want to get your thoughts on something, and it's sort of been played out right in front of us. As Auburn is ready to take on Michigan State this afternoon, the wins by Michigan State have produced tears upon tears for Tom Izzo, talking about the state of college basketball and college sports, period. Is what we're watching another one of the dominoes fall? You know, over the last few years, it's been everybody from Coach K, Roy Williams, these all-time greats, if you will, have stepped aside because whether it's NIL or whatever is pushing these guys off to the sidelines, into the broadcast booth. And watching Tom Izzo bring his team to where they are right now, from your observation, what are you seeing in him and how he's coaching his team? And how much longer do you feel like he's going to be there on the sidelines at Michigan State?
Yeah, all great stuff, man. I mean, the coaching carousel has been interesting for the past few years. Some of it has been age, but some of it, you're right, he's been in the transfer portal and NIL. I'd say more so the transfer portal, because the reality is the money has always been there, but it was just under the table. Now it's out in the open. But the transfer portal, because basically what you have is 100% free agency. You know, imagine if the NFL at the end of the year, everybody was a free agent. You'd have chaos. So that's kind of what you have with the NCAA in both football and basketball right now. But to answer your question about the coaches, I mean, you're right. You know, Tony Bennett, Jay Wright, a couple of younger guys walked away. Coach K, Roy Williams, older. Jim Calhoun, Jim Boeheim, older guys, so you kind of expected that. And Jim Larranaga, of course. And I believe Leonard Hamilton as well.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Guys in that mid,
that's
late,
a long list. That, at least,
yeah, that's a long
that,
list.
That list
just ran down
getting
there.
Longer, right?
You know? It's growing. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking about the coaches. I'm like, man, okay, what about him? Oh, he's gone. What about him? He's gone. So, but there's a new crop of guys coming through, man. So it's good, you know, the game's not going to lose itself. But Tom Izzo and Bill Self are probably actually Rick Pitino too, and Calipari. But Self and the Michigan State's Tom Izzo in particular are some of the two of the last guys from that era. And how long Coach Izzo can go? I don't know. I mean, he's got to be feeling it a little bit, man, because it's stressful. But for some reason, in March, his teams play their best basketball almost every year. You know, they had that one year where they were a two seed and lost to Middle Tennessee a few years back. But for the most part, man, they rarely lose to a seed lower than them. When they get beat in the tournament, it's because they went up against a powerhouse, an eventual champion. I mean, they are a tough out, and they will be a tough out again this weekend.
Yep. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. Always joins us to talk college basketball. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. You talk about coaches and the fact that the two games that remain today in the tournament are some coaches who've been with us for a while and some that, you know, we will rarely get to this level. We'll talk about the other game that has Houston against Tennessee. Those are two great coaches as well, and obviously what Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn. So we are seeing some of the coaches, and we always thought at tournament time it's the coaches sometimes that make the difference. It's what people know. But there's some players who have distinguished themselves as well. Thoughts about what we get to see, you know, with these coaches that we're going to watch in these games coming up today?
Yeah, I mean, Kelvin Sampson, one of the best coaches, period, around. I'd like to see Kelvin get a national championship.
What'd I say?
Kind of steal his – so you see, Greg, you and I think
like that. Yeah, I literally mentioned that earlier in the show.
Wow.
Yeah. He needs that.
No, Kelvin Sampson, he's the guy. And he's had some teams that come close. They've been to some Final Fours. And remember, they were playing out of the American Athletic Conference when he was doing those things, which, you know, that wasn't a power conference. So now he's in the Big 12, and he's in there for 2 years, and he's won the Big 12 twice. And now he's got a team that can do it, because in the past, his teams have run out of gas at the offensive end. But now, man, they got shooters all around, and they still play that intense Kelvin Sampson defense. So they got a chance, man. I mean, but, you know, they got their work cut out for them today. Tennessee, Rick Barnes, you know, Rick Barnes is another darling.
Right.
Has never won the national championship.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of subplots and some very interesting stories. I can't wait to get down to the Final Four next weekend and see it all in person.
This is the first tournament I can remember in my lifetime that was fully for basketball fans. because of where we are right now in 2025, this story will be completely forgettable for those who aren't basketball fans because there's no Cinderella. It's not brought any of the people on the periphery like we normally do, LaFaire, Dickinson, or all. You pick the team that has captivated the people who are the relatives or friends of that basketball fan in their family or whatever. Hey, who's these guys? Oh, I like their uniform. What? They're the Cinderellas this year. But because they aren't, that's just my thought. What are your thoughts?
There's been FAUs and San Diego State.
Yes.
You know, Butler, VCU, George Mason, well documented. But, yeah, there's none of that this year. And I think that is missing because those stories are intriguing. But I tell you what, Greg, or Sam, can you name a player that played on one of those teams?
No, absolutely not. Oh, well, hang on a second.
Right.
Where did Morrison play?
Oh, that's Gonzaga.
Oh, Adam Morrison. That's Gonzaga, though.
Okay,
and back when Adam Morrison played, Gonzaga was that story.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
So they're no longer that story. Yeah, Gonzaga is a major. I know they play in the West Coast Conference, but they're a major program.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're kind of the exception to the rule. But, yeah, it's more about those programs, those stories, and just, you know, overcoming. But I'll tell you what, if you're watching the games closely this year, there's some FAU players on these other teams. Vlad Golden, the center for Michigan, he left with his coach, Dusty May. When Dusty May got the job, he took the big center with him. And Elijah Martin, who I think is probably the second best player on Florida because Clayton Jr. is just incredible. The shot he was hitting at the end of the game yesterday. But Elijah Martin also played for FAU on that Final Four team. So, yeah, but there's a lot of subplots and stories still to be told. It's going to be told from more of an elite level with the Dukes and the Floridas in the Final Four. But it's still compelling to me. But, of course, this is what I do for a living. So,
hey, you want to remind us.
He did letting us know.
Yeah, spending some time with Tim Scarborough. I want to talk the women's tournament just briefly because we got a matchup coming up tomorrow night. That's not what we had hoped to see. Southern Cal is going to play UConn tomorrow night. And, oh, my goodness, what it would have been like to have had Juju Watkins going up against Paige Beckers. We're not going to get to see that tremendous showdown. But still, your thoughts about that particular matchup and what we saw from Paige Buckets yesterday? She just went off.
40 points for, you know how hard it is to score 40 for Gino Auriemma? It's like Michael Jordan trying to score for Dean Smith, man. It's just, those guys are more about their team than those individuals. Of course, Gino has coached some of the most amazing players ever to play women's basketball, and Paige Beckers, she's right up there with some of the best who ever did it for Duke. And to do that on that stage, man, that's really tough. But, UConn's a 2-seed. So, and now they get to play USC, who's the 1. But it's a wounded 1-seed, so to speak, because Juju Watkins got hurt in the round of 32. And that's unfortunate because, to me, Juju's the best player in the country. I know Hannah Hidalgo and Paige Becker, some of those girls have something to say about that. But to me, for my money, Juju is it because of how she plays. 6'1" guard. And, she does everything at both ends. So it was unfortunate she went down. But having said that, USC has other freshmen on their team that have stepped up and knocked down shots for them the other day. So I suspect, though, Gino is on a mission. Remember, UConn beat the other USC, South Carolina, the national champions, defending national champions. Dawn Staley, they beat them on their floor by 22 points.
Yeah.
Nobody does that to them. Nobody.
Right.
So they've got that in them. So the fact that Paige can explode like that, they got Sarah Strong in the middle, AZ Fudd, who is her mom is Katie Smirka Duffy, who played in the Olympics, and her dad is Tim Fudd, actually a good friend of mine. So AZ Fudd is – she's been injured her entire career, but coming out of high school, AZ was on the same level as Paige Becker. So he's got some things up his sleeve. So TCU may have something to say about it, though.
Yeah.
It was Van Wilson. I mean, golly, man, she is playing some ball right now. So, it's going to be interesting, though. It'll probably be pretty chalky on that side, too, on the women's side, though, when it's all said and done.
Well, that is Tim Scarborough. We're going to talk to Tim next week again. Now, between now and then, you got to promise, if you haven't already, you're going to check out We Beat the Dream Team? This is perfect timing for this. You know about this?
No, I do not.
Documentary, my man, you got to check this out.
Oh, I do, yeah.
The documentary, Grant Hill is behind it, but it is about that college team that beat the dream team that Chuck Daly put out. Yeah, you remember, you know the story. But
I know the story.
They got some of the principals here that are part of this documentary, including they go through the whole thing of doing it, and then Grant Hill, of course, ex-Dookie, puts his coach on the hot seat, and that was Krzyzewski who threw cold water on that win afterwards. If you've seen the 2012 documentary where they all were all over the moon because they beat him, Coach K came out and said, nah, this is what happened. So if you don't know that, I'm not going to say anything more, but Grant Hill puts him in the hot seat. Pardon?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but you got to hear what he says and all that. So, again, it's on Max right now. We beat the Dream Team. Perfect timing during the tournament, man. Hey, listen, enjoy the rest of your day. Get some kind of something to help you with the pollen, and we will talk to you next week, Tim.
Yes, sir. I'll be talking to you from sunny San Antonio next week for the Final Four.
So Fantastic.
All right. I'm going to be nice to you next week, too.
Yes, sir. Of course. Always.
Talk to you later, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah.